on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our Friday financial update on ABQ Connect, each Friday with Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates. Brian, welcome back in.
Yeah, great to be here, Steve.
And actually, if our listeners missed last week, we'd encourage them to look for it at abqconnect.online. Really a great full hour, which Brian at another time wouldn't surprise me if we just re-air that content. Do you want to review Reader's Digest of what folks will find if they go to look for that at abqconnect.online?
Yeah, it was a great conversation, Steve, and I appreciate the time we had. We talked about just the idea of biblical financial planning and what makes a biblical financial planner or a plan based on biblical principles different from just the average financial planning experience. And we kind of compared and contrasted a little bit there and just reminded people that God has a lot to say about how you should manage your resources and how you should approach money and material things. So definitely, if it's not part of your financial decision process now, you should definitely be thinking about Scripture going forward in terms of how do I live, how do I spend, how do I give, how do I view debt and taxes. All of those issues are addressed in Scripture.
Yeah, very well prepared material. We appreciate it, Brian. Another resource before we jump into today's topic, a reminder to our listeners that they'll find content at no cost on the John Moore Associates website, johnmoore.com. What's on the Insights tab?
Well, we're just about to post our latest video. So you do a blog every month, and every once in a while we'll put together a video. We worked with a financial advisor friend of ours who specializes in coaching around education debt, so student loans. And he had some great insights there. So I thought today we'd kind of introduce that topic a little bit and share how we talk with our clients about the issue of college debt.
Yeah, and actually that's been a topic that's been in the news and probably not what we're going to touch on today. But as we move forward, Brian, not necessarily looking back at old student loans, what are some things to consider?
Well, one of the things, if you haven't gone to college yet or you're working with, you know, your children are growing up and you're thinking about college, what we see a lot of times in terms of mistakes is that people don't really put the financial part of the college decision at the forefront. They're so concerned about getting the right school, you know, with the right name or going to where mom or dad went to college or something like that, that they make the finances a secondary consideration. And we think, obviously, as financial planners, it's always a mistake to make the finances a secondary consideration because it will be a big factor. And when you look at the student loan debt that so many young people start their lives with, you know, they leave college and they've got their degree, but if they have six figures of debt, you know, that's a big burden to carry. And so the first thing is to think about college in terms of the perfect fit. We like to say there's no perfect college, but there may be a perfect fit. And one component of a perfect fit for a college is affordability. You know, how much debt do you need to pursue an education, basically?
Yeah, and I'm sure this was something you were probably headed towards, Brian, but we've had our own conversations. Is it the 429s? Is that what is something to consider?
529 plans are a great option for saving for college. Yep, so that might be part of it, is how much have you saved? Does that give you access to different education opportunities rather than, you know, the alternative? So certainly saving for a goal is better than using debt, but that should be part of it. And then you look at, you know, grants and scholarships based on academic or athletic qualifications. There's a lot of ways to drop the cost of college, but again, that goes towards that perfect fit. You know, is the perfect fit a school that's close, or are you willing to go far? Is it a school that costs $30,000 a year or $90,000 a year? You know, college is an expensive endeavor these days. And if you make the finances the last consideration and you, you know, commit towards going towards a school and then worry about the numbers later, often you will, you know, be disappointed in the outcome.
Brian, is the amount of assistance, financial assistance for going to a school of your choice, is there a substantial amount of assistance kind of left on the table that a lot of families just simply miss?
You know, most of the families we serve seem to do a good job pursuing all the opportunities. And if you look at the average, let's say, private university that might be $60,000, $70,000, or $100,000 a year, over 90% of their students will not pay that tuition fully, right? They're going to have some form of financial aid. So financial aid is always a consideration, and the school will help you with that. There's great consultants that can help with that. But that's the first thing, is to look at that and run the numbers. Say, okay, how much can we afford out of pocket towards this tuition? How much will we get in other support? And then what will be the difference? You know, how much debt might we require? I'll use myself as an example, Steve. When I went to school several years ago, you know, this tuition was very high, and but I got academic scholarships. I did work study. So by the time we ran the numbers, I could go to this expensive school because the out-of-pocket, I ended up actually only needing to take about $4,000 a year of student loans, which was a blessing because it was about $30,000 a year for the tuition at that time. That same school now is about $70,000 a year, and those numbers may not work the same for a family. So just looking at that and being realistic, rather than just accepting debt as the first solution. So that's one of the first things, is making the right decisions on the front end. Much of our content in the webinar that we just recorded that will be coming up on Insight soon has to do with more of the back end. Now that you have the debt, how do you manage that? But I thought for today's purposes, just looking at that and being really realistic and setting good expectations for, you know, your child. If you're talking to your kid when he's 15, 16 years old, and they start thinking about schools more, you know, what expectations are you setting? You know, as they're starting to visit schools or consider opportunities, and making sure that they're reasonable expectations based on what spending plans available.
Yeah, and regardless, I mean, families are probably going to, whether it's out of a 529 or other savings or just wherever they may be getting finances to put towards education, it's important, if you're going to make that investment, that you don't damage the investment in different ways. You mentioned work study. Any thoughts about that as far as how to gauge, you know, how much should a student be working while they're at school, so the investment they're making in their education isn't hampered?
Yeah, and that's going to be different based on every family's values. It's hard to be prescriptive around that. My personal opinion is that I developed a lot of respect for my own education because I was working towards it during school, and I didn't have as much debt. You know, I was making, I think, over $10,000 a year in work study. So that really lowered the amount of debt that I left with when I left school. And there's so many opportunities to contribute to your campus and be a contributor and an asset to the campus as a work study student. So I think it's a great option that some people leave on the table. What I've told a couple of the people we work with is, they say, well, I don't want my kid to be working while he's going to school. And we talked a lot about expectations. Well, in life, once he graduates and all that, you know, will he really just have one responsibility, or will he be balancing multiple responsibilities? And we know how life is. I mean, just this morning, Steve, I've taken three trips to my kid's school to help them get places, and then had a medical appointment, and at the office doing some work, and that was all before 10 a.m. So, you know, it's, life is about juggling things. I think it's a skill to develop, and work study is one way to do that. And if you look at the math, you know, doing that work and making $10,000 a year, let's say, for 4 years, if that's $40,000 less student loan you need to take, that's a meaningful boost to your financial security coming out of school.
Yeah, as we walk through your response to that question, a couple of things that come to mind is, yeah, of how important it is for each individual family and individual to make that balance and figure out, because, you know, you don't want to distract from studies. But at the same time, if you're too available to do things while you're in school, yeah, it could be things that would be detrimental to your studies. And then also just kind of having some skin in the game. Like you said, you know, you realized how important your education was as you know, put money towards it yourself. As we put a bow on this conversation, Brian, any other thoughts?
The last thing I'll say is, college is like any other financial related decision, and almost everything in our lives have a financial component. And that's, it should be part of an overall plan, because there's trade-offs. If you're going to contribute $10,000 or $20,000 a year towards your kid's tuition, what are you not doing with that money? How does that impact your giving, your retirement savings, your emergency reserves, other things that you have going on in your life? And trying to strike that balance is often where good financial advice comes in, and working with an advisor to help weigh those trade-offs.
All right. And actually, real quick, back to the 529. Is it ever too early to get that started?
No, it's not. And we can talk about this later, but there's also some good rules now with new provisions in 529s that actually you want to start as early as possible, not just for the growth opportunity, but based on the tax structure of 529s. There's now extra incentives to get started when those kids are very small.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Brian Cochran, our guest on ABQ Connect for our Friday Financial Update. Brian with John Moore Associates. Go to johnmoore.com. And as Brian mentioned, watch shortly for that new video being posted on the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. Brian, thanks for your time. We'll look forward to doing this again next week.
My pleasure.
All right. Have a great weekend. And as the NFL kicks off, we hope you're enjoying that as well. I know I'm going to be very interested in a game in Brazil this weekend, so we'll see what happens. Brian, maybe we'll talk a little more about that next week, just a little bit.
I look forward to it. Yeah, just a little bit.
All right. Coming up, stay with us for Jay Sekulow on KLYT.